From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio, and I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at a road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, announcements, or anything friendly for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. As always, we'll start off with announcements here. Mother's Day and Women's Rally, that's being planned for this coming Thursday, May 11th at 2 p.m. in front of the Department of Livestock building in Helena, Montana. This is to honor the spirit of our sister buffalo and to bring attention to the tragedies and difficulties they face each spring when it is time for their calves to arrive. Anyone who'd like to participate is welcome. Please feel free to contact me. Flo, with ideas you have for activities that could take place during this rally, if you want to know, they'd like it to be peaceful and respectful, and there will be prayers offered up for the buffalo. Children are more than welcome for the buffalo. Contact Flo. For more information, send email to fgardipee, that's fgardipee, at hotmail.com. Coming up May 12th through the 14th at the Sisplis Learning Center in Randall, Washington, is the Western Washington Forest Conference. Once again, you can join other activists, forest enthusiasts, for the 4th annual Western Washington Forest Conference in the heart of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. The weekend in the woods will help you to learn about the issues and ways of saving wildlands. Once again, that's May 12th through the 14th at the Sisplis Learning Center in Randall, Washington. For more information, contact Demis Foster, D-E-M-I-S Foster, her or his number, 206-545-3734. Once again, the number 206-545-3734, or send email to demis@pcbp.org. That's demis@pcbp.org. And the Escalante Wilderness Action Gathering, of course, that's May 19th through the 21st in Escalante, Utah. It's a gathering in the heart of the Hadouk country to show support for local activists and strategize how to protect southern Utah's vast wild Red Rock Canyon country and forest. Sounds like that's going to be one really nice time. Uncle Dennis wishes he could get out there, but that's someplace that I'd like to be, but I ain't going to be. The Escalante Wilderness Project is the sponsor. If you'd like more information, contact Tori or Patrick at P.O. Box 652, Escalante, Utah, 84726. That's P.O. Box 652, Escalante, Utah, 84726, or give them a call, 435-826-4778. That's 435-826-4778. Email toripat, T-O-R-I-P-A-T, at color-country.net, T-O-R-I-P-A-T, toripat, at color-country.net, or, of course, their webpage, www.escalantehouse.org/EWP. Once again, the webpage, www.escalantehouse.org/EWP. And here's an invitation. Consider this a personal invitation to spend the Memorial Weekend memorably in the heart of Southern Cascadia with a couple hundred of your closest friends and the half a dozen infiltrators trying to blend. When? Generally from Friday, May 26th to Monday, May 29th. Feel free to come early and stay late. A lot of fun in the forest and town. It's in the middle of the Eugene Act of Existence, somewhere between 7 and 9 weeks of fun. More information, 541-684-8977. That's 541-684-8977. Or go to the webpage, www.ecoecho.org. That's ECOECHO.org. It's going to take place on Rigdon Meadow in the Middle Fork of the Willamette, 30 miles upstream from Oak Ridge. Lots of stuff. Hey, you've got, like it says at the bottom, you've got 4 weeks to get there if you're walking. You better start soon. The Eagle Creek Action Camp. It's gearing up for even more intense season of keeping the fellers and the helicopters out. Our action camp will follow a rally in Portland on May 12th. We will converge on Pioneer Square from 11 to noon and then head to the Forest Service headquarters to address Harv DeForestgren, the Region 6 supervisor. On the 14th of April, Harv, oh, I won't read all that. Anyway, they will converge on the Mount Hood National Forest for the weekend. Lots of workshops, cross-movement stuff, fun, much more. Once again, that's the 12th through the 14th, and stick around if you can. Here is the information numbers, 503-241-4879. That's 503-241-4879, or check the website, www.CascadiaForestAlliance.org. Once again, www.CascadiaForestAlliance, all one word, one mighty long word, .org, or email to cfa@spiritone.com. Cascadia Forest Alliance Action Camp, mid-May here. Looking for the Eugene Active Existence. These folks, May 8th through the 14th, they're having something called Models for Revolution, Our Radical Heritage. Speakers from throughout the world will tell their stories as well as teach us about our ancestry's radical past. This is part of a 9-week gathering of coalition building, mutual aid, and direct action. Let's see, doesn't say exactly where in Eugene all of this is happening, but hey, check out EAE@EFN.org. That's EAE@EFN.org. Send them an email. Find out where that stuff is. Anyway, sounds like they're having a great time in Eugene. Anyway, looking for the Casey Neal Trio. Well, they had a great time in California, and they're headed north May 10th. They'll be in Seattle at the Tractor Tavern, 523 Northwest Ballard Avenue, and that's at 8:30 p.m. www.TractorTavern.com for more information there. May 11th at Bellingham, Washington at the Wild Buffalo, www.wildbuffalo.net, once again at 8:30 p.m. May 13th in Victoria, British Columbia at the Victoria Celtic Festival with Lunasa and the Paperboys. May 18th in Olympia, Washington at the Midnight Sun, 113 North Columbia Street, two different shows. One at 7:30 and the other at 10. Each show will be almost entirely different. First will be the Celtic music, and the second show will be rowdy and danceable, it says here. And May 19th in Bingen, Washington, across the Columbia from Hood River, Oregon. Doesn't say where, doesn't say what time, but hell, Bingen, Washington isn't that big. I know, I've been there. All right, Benefit to Save Eagle Creek with Jackstraw. That's coming up this Sunday, May 7th. The Eagle Creek Watershed in Mount Hood needs your help next to the Salmon Huckleberry Wilderness Area. This source of pure drinking water for 185,000 Oregonians is scheduled to be logged in May. And come on down to the Snake and Weasel. Probably in Portland, it says, proceeds of the benefit will use to hold a gigantic lunchtime rally in downtown Portland May 12th. So Save Eagle Creek, what? It's a benefit to Save Eagle Creek with Jackstraw. Sunday, May 7th at 6 p.m. at the Snake and Weasel, 1720 Southeast 12th Avenue, 2 blocks south of Hawthorne. And for more information, contact Jessica at 503-238-1753. Once again, that's 503-238-1753. And dear all, this says, this may be the last chance we have to stop the Clear Cuts for Kids bill, Senate Bill 1608. It passed the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on April 5th before the Senate's spring recess. Now Senate is back in session, and the word on the street is that S-1608 will be voted on in the full Senate by the middle of May. Please, please, please call your senators with the following message. 100% of the money in Senate Bill 1608 must go to rural counties for school funding and road maintenance. None can go to logging on our national forests. Education funding must stand on its own and not be tied to logging and deforestation on public lands. Once again, that's Senate Bill 1608. That's the Clear Cuts for Kids bill. The Capitol switchboard, by the way, is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121 and asked to be transferred to your senator. And comments are due on the White Mountain National Forest Plan by May 8th. In your comments to the Forest Plan revision, please ask that the Sandwich Range Wilderness be expanded. Recommend special areas as new wilderness, including the Wild River Valley, Kearsarge, Dartmouth Range, Cherry Mountain, and lands around the Pygmywasset. I'm sorry, that's what it says, Pygmywasset. Include protection for roadless areas of 1,000 acres and larger. Prohibit road building, logging, and other destructive activities from occurring in roadless areas. No non-snowmobile off-road vehicle use should be prohibited year-round, and no new ORV trails of any kind allowed. Set reasonable limits on timber harvesting and recreation to minimize the adverse environmental impacts. Submit your comments before May 8th to Forest Planning, White Mountain National Forest, 719 North Main Street, Laconia, New Hampshire, 03246. Once again, that address, Forest Planning, White Mountain National Forest, 719 North Main Street, Laconia, New Hampshire, 03246. If you'd like more information, contact John, 207-363-6059. That's 207-363-6059. Or email to demos1, D-E-M-O-S-1, at igc.org. And the White River Forest Plan is threatened by industry backlash. Comments needed by May 9th. The White River National Forest in Colorado is the first forest to use the Forest Plan revision process to responsibly address the problems of ORVs and ski expansions. Of course, the Forest Service is proposing more motorized travel and more skiing areas. They need to hear from citizens like you who care about the wildlands on the White River National Forest. The comment deadline is May 9th. Send a letter to, let's see here, what's the address? Martha Cattell, K-E-T-E-L-L-E, Forest Supervisor, White River National Forest, P.O. Box 948, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, 81602. Once again, Martha Cattell, K-E-T-E-L-L-E, Forest Supervisor, White River National Forest, P.O. Box 948, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, 81602. And Uncle Dennis says, do it today because there ain't much time. Soda Mountain Alert. You can send a free email message urging President Clinton to create a Soda Mountain National Monument now by going to www.takeaction.worldwildlife.org. Once again, that's www.takeaction.worldwildlife.org. Soda Mountain is a priceless southern Oregon landscape of high ridges and steep canyons. It shelters one of the great treasure troves of life in the West. The Soda Mountain area embraces trout streams, ancient stands of pine and fir, flower-strewn meadows, towering volcanic cliffs, and rich grassland. Sounds like a great place. Once again, www.takeaction.worldwildlife.org. If you want more information, contact Barbara at the Conservation, who is the Conservation Director of the Siskiyou Project, at P.O. Box 1976, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, and email to Barbara at siskiyou.org. Siskiyou is spelled S-I-S-K-I-Y-O-U.org. And now you can save tropical rainforest with a click of your mouse. It's true. Sponsors will save 19.2 square feet of tropical forest if they merely go to the website www.therainforestsite.com. That's www.therainforestsite.com. You can visit once a day, and sponsors will pay. It's absolutely free, no gimmicks, no strings, no spam, just rainforest protection. And the other one is rainforestatcare2.com. That's the other rainforest one. And, of course, the hunger site, if you want to feed the hungry. The American Lands Campaign needs a qualified candidate for employment as a legislative advocate. They're looking for a lobbyist. You'll work in Washington, D.C. You'll lobby about forest preservation, a federal budget, Endangered Species Act, and wilderness. If you think you want to get involved with all this, send your resume to wafcdc@americanlands.org. Once again, that email address, wafcdc@americanlands.org, or you can fax your resume to area code 202-547-9213. That's 202-547-9213. And American Lands is looking for internships. Summer internships are available. The Allegheny Defense Project is looking for summer interns. Position will last 3 months. Modest living stipend will be supplied, help with necessary expenses. Free housing available for students. Class credit may be arranged. Positions begin June 1st. Send your resumes to Jim at P.O. Box 245, Clarion, Pennsylvania, 16214. Once again, that's Jim at the Allegheny Defense Project. You can just write ADP. P.O. Box 245 in Clarion, that's Clarion, Pennsylvania, 16214. And please postmark them no later than May 10th. Or you could email to J. Kleisler, J-K-L-E-I-S-S-L-E-R, at AlleghenyDefense.org. That's J. Kleisler, J-K-L-E-I-S-S-L-E-R, at AlleghenyDefense.org. Or how about it's simpler to fax them, 814-223-4997, 814-223-4997, and you can get more information at 814-223-4996. Let's get into environmentalist news here. The radical environmental group Earth Liberation Front has claimed credit for sabotaging a highway construction site near Ellettsville. I believe that's in Indiana. Sunday's sabotage caused $500,000. That's $500,000 worth of damage, and was expected to delay by 2 weeks work on a four-lane improvement of Indiana Highway 46 around Ellettsville, which is about 45 miles southwest of Indianapolis. The government and developers are mad with greed, and there will be no limit to what they destroy until we take away the profit from their schemes, the group said in a statement faxed late Tuesday to the Associated Press. It's the second time this year the group has taken responsibility for an act of eco-terrorism in Monroe County. On January 23rd, the letters ELF were spray-painted near the burned remains of a partly built home near Bloomington, Indiana. A statement from the group said the house was targeted because of its location on the Lake Monroe watershed. Indiana State Police said up to 14 pieces of logging and construction equipment were ruined Sunday at the highway site. Gas tanks were filled with sand, which was also packed into oil crankcases, police said. Fuel and hydraulic lines were cut, and a tractor trailer filled with wood chips was set on fire. On the trailer had been emblazoned the words, "Go develop in hell." The letters ELF had been spray-painted on several pieces of equipment, along with other statements such as, "This machine is evil," according to police. ELF has also claimed responsibility for an October 1998 arson that caused $12 million of damage to a ski area in Vail, Colorado, and other fires in Michigan and Oregon. The California-based Sea Shepherd Conservation Society has released plans to mount a major direct action campaign this summer against the world's largest annual whale slaughter. Residents of the Faroe Islands, a Danish protectorate north of Scotland, conduct the sport hunts called a grind by locals. Each year, up to 2,000 pilot whales and various species of dolphins are hand-butchered After being driven into sheltered bays by islanders' boats, the Conservation Society says the technique used to kill them often causes long and torturous deaths. Operation Grind Stop 2000 will be the largest direct action campaign against the Faroe Islands slaughter in more than a decade and is the major action of Sea Shepherd's Campaign 2000. Sea Shepherd last conducted a campaign against the Faroe's whale hunt in 1986. Although unsuccessful in ending the annual hunt, the group succeeded in diverting a number of pilot whales away from the killing bays and brought the world's attention to the slaughter. The BBC, in producing the award-winning documentary Black Harvest, used video documentation taken from the campaign aboard the Sea Shepherd's flagship. The group says a boycott of Faroese fish products and tourism is now building. Over the last year, major corporations including Tanglement, Aldi, and Idika have joined thousands of smaller corporations, restaurants, and individuals in boycotting the Faroe Islands. The group says it will lead a boycott against Unilever, the single largest purchaser of Faroese seafood products. Unilever owns Lipton and other familiar U.S. brands, and they just purchased Ben & Jerry's Homemade Holdings Incorporated. Want more information? www.seashepherd.org. And the Ocean Defense International sent us this note. They're still on duty on the Olympic Peninsula, actively monitoring the situation revolving around the macaw whale hunt. The latest ocean conditions look like there will be an improvement toward the latter part of the week. But at this time, weather conditions are precluding any hunt by the macaw. Recent reports from various independent researchers say that the gray whale migration reports that the peak of the migration has passed through, and at this time the migration is primarily mother whales and calves and pregnant mothers. Although Keith Johnson said they were going to get a big one this year, their one attempt at a whale much smaller than their 32-foot canoe proved otherwise. And a big thanks to everyone who has stopped by during Saturday protests and donated food. They still need money for fuel, and you can help by calling 360-963-2311 and donating some money on your credit card. Once again, that phone number, 360-963-2311, to help Ocean Defense International with their fuel bill. Or you can send donations directly to Ocean Defense International, P.O. Box 123, CQ SEKIU, Washington 98381. Once again, Ocean Defense International, P.O. Box 123, SEKIU, CQ, Washington 98381. Right now, we're going to hear from Casey Neal.
Gone are the rains of April, gone the cruel cold. Old man winter has departed, stories have been told. It's another May Day come again, goodbye to the rains of April. Another May Day come again, and we dance around the maypole. Welcome in the wonder of the spring and the oncoming summer, the festival of Beltane and the nectar of the lover. It's the holiday of pagans and the holiday of labor, and we merry meet in the mountain time and praise the Creator. Praise the Creator!
It's another May Day come again. Goodbye to the rains of April. Another May Day come again. And we dance around the maypole.
First Radio will be right back.